Roger is here now. One moment.
Yeah. No problem. Hey, yeah.
Hey, this is Matt. How you doing?
Good, Matt. How are you?
I cannot complain. Jesus, Wednesday already. This week is going by too
quick.
Oh.
Right.
So we're running
the
Jess.
I already signed with somebody today, right? For a Google Top, whatever. And I told your compadre that. And so I know you're the money guy, so let's talk. So here's the deal.
Okay.
I paid $400.
Well,
can you cancel
that with that guy, or what's going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if there's cancellation policy on stuff like that.
Where are they located?
I just did it within hours. California.
Okay, well, where are they located? Because some places have a rescission period,
I haven't looked at the email yet. I kind of looked at it because they sent me some. I was on 2 hours. I was speaking with the website team. They sent me a template. I got to put pictures in it, send it back so that they could build the website with it or approve it, see if I approve it.
Do you know the name of the company?
So, no, and I'm going to find out for you because I've already had 2 calls now since I was on the phone with you.
Why are you getting all these calls, right?
Pardon?
Do you know why you're getting all these calls?
Oh, yeah, because I just registered with eBay and these guys searched it out. Absolutely.
Well, the reason why you're getting all these calls from the Google side of things is because actually a first page placement became available. So everybody's trying to call and get that filled, so that's why you've been getting these calls. Right, so it has nothing to do with anything else but other than the fact that there's, you know, room right now on the first page in your area.
You know, it's interesting because
you're in the 8003 area code, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, so Dave, that's why you've been getting these calls, right? We're actually Google's biggest partner, so I see that we tried to call you. And then we finally got you again today. Nice thing is I can definitely help you, and you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck with me than anybody else out there. Okay.
All right.
Let's talk. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? Go ahead. No, I definitely want to hear what you were saying.
Well, I paid $400 for the first month, and then it's $200 thereafter. So,
okay.
That's where
buddy.
We are with
Not on a monthly basis, but see, also, you get what you pay for, right? So your first month will be cheaper, but obviously on a monthly basis, it's going to be a little bit more, okay? Because there's no way that anybody can get you what they're claiming to for $100 a month. Just not possible, okay?
200.
I don't know. What do we know? We only
have
13,000.
It's 200.
Okay, 200. Okay.
200 a month. Yeah. But I get
still
it.
A little bit
I
more.
Want...
I'm still a little bit
yeah,
more, and
okay.
Here's why. I give you more, okay? And it's definitely worth a little bit more, okay? I mean, I'm definitely willing to compete for your business. I'll try to, you know, do the best I can, give you the best price, you know? But we actually spend $100 a month extra on some retargeting ads, okay? So what do I mean by that? So let's say somebody in your area types in concrete, any type of keyword that relates to your business on Google. Well, what happens if they don't call you? Okay. It's very important that we get back in touch with them.
So that's the other thing. I have a dashboard. I can see all my metrics and I can change my keywords if I need to on demand.
I mean, you also got to remember too, like who this company is. Yes, I have a dashboard. We've invested millions of dollars to do all that. Again, we're Google's biggest partner. I'm not just saying that; I can prove that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have over 13,000 clients stage. Like, we have the biggest companies in America. Like, the biggest storage unit company in America is our client. That's Extra Space Storage. They have 4,400 locations. $50 billion company.
Wow.
Right. So the people who own the arena that the Utah Jazz play in, that company's called Vivint.
Right.
It's a major home security company.
Yeah.
That client's our client. So, my point is I have guys that spend $40,000 a month down to guys that only spend a couple hundred dollars a month with me. So it doesn't really matter to me. I'm very straightforward. But I will say this, okay, that if you want solid results, I can deliver. With me, yes, I can. I make it better. I give you an account rep that will make any changes for you, And one thing, though, that I really talk about that nobody else will talk about is how do you stand out on Google, right? Because, you know, there's companies that can help you get them, right? But everybody's got a name and everybody's got a logo, right? You need to stand out in this day and age or people are not going to want to call you, right? Half the battle is getting on that first page of Google. The other half of the battle is how do you differentiate yourself, right? And that obviously is super important thing, right? Because, you know, like I said, you can have all the best looking website, you can have the best even business name, even the best looking logo, but all that's not going to motivate somebody to call you. Okay? Right. So there's techniques that I like to focus in on with my clients to get them to differentiate them. I have a tool that's going to help you get your 5-star reviews, right? And really help you take it to that next level so where, you know, you can. And I'll even take care of your website, too. I won't charge you for a website, right? But this thing is not about a website because a website is, you know, it's a digital business card. It's about getting you on that first page of Google. So anytime, Dej, anybody calls you, right, you show up, right, like for any keyword that relates concrete-wise, okay? Now, the second thing is what happens if they don't call you, okay? That's where every company, Dej, drops off. Every company that are like my true competitors, they only focus on Google and that's it. Okay, well, we didn't become the biggest game in town doing this stage by just focusing on one avenue. Okay, like I have many different ways that I help clients grow. Like I said, I have guys that spend big money and I have guys that can spend only like a few hundred. So what we focus on is this thing called a retargeting ad. Okay, so let's say somebody types in a keyword that relates to your business. They see you on Google, but they don't call you. Okay, I'm sure you've had this experience before, right, where you have typed something into Google and then let's say 20 minutes later you were watching a YouTube video and you started seeing ads, right, for that, that thing you typed in earlier. Yeah. You ever had that experience before?
Yeah. Yes.
So what we do, Dej, is we actually take this concept called a retargeting ad and we apply that to Facebook. Okay, so anytime that that person logs onto their Facebook page or scrolling around on Facebook, they're going to see an ad from Majestic Concrete Repair Solutions because they typed a keyword that related to your business and didn't call you.
Nice.
So we spend $100 a month on those retargeting ads. Okay, obviously I can't give you a discount on that because that's what we spent, right? We're just, we don't charge you to manage that either. Okay. So my basic package, Dej, again, best I can do, it's $299 a month. $100 goes towards those Facebook ads. $199 goes a month towards you being on Google, right? So you get more bang for your buck with me and you're fishing in two ponds, right? Than just staying on the first page of Google. Because yes, being on the first page of Google definitely helps, but if they don't call you, right, those missed opportunities, right, definitely add up.
Okay.
And
no, I think so. I agree, but I, go ahead.
With me, I bring all that stuff to the table, right? So where, like, my package really does make sense and worth the extra little bit of spend because it's going to produce you more fruit. It's going to get you more jobs, right? Like, my clients see a 10-to-1 ratio for every dollar they spend. So that $300 package should bring several thousands of dollars worth of work on a month.
Yeah, no, look, if you got me 2 jobs out of that, that would cover the cost. Actually, one job would cover the cost because I average between $500 and $1,500.
Totally, and have leftover. So, yeah.
No, that's my profit. That's not gross. That's net. So, but I need those jobs to fill that place. So I don't mind paying for it. Here's the problem. I just spent $1,100 today on advertising. So.
Yeah.
You know,
A lot of companies have what they call a right of rescission, right? Or it depends on where their state is, right? Like with me, if somebody decided within
California.
The first 3 days to cancel with me, I have to give them their money back. That's legal because we're in the state of California. That's law, right?
That's where they are.
Okay, so you have
so
you
can cancel tomorrow?
You can cancel. You can send them an email, right, saying, look, I've decided I would like to go a different decision, right? And you can send them an email, and if they don't refund your money, you could just call your card company, and they'll refund it because that's a law. It's called the right of rescission law, right? So you have it's called a cool down period. You have 3 days basically to cancel service like this.
Right. Colorado has that for cars, but I didn't know if they had it for anything else. So does the California allow apply to me in Colorado?
Of course, because they're a California based company.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, that part I don't understand. But as far
yeah.
as the legality,
if they're California,
but,
you're doing business with a California based company. The California laws are applicable in this situation.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's good information. Man, I really, you know, I like this conversation, and I do think I was a little hasty on that. But, you know, here's the bottom line. Everybody's going to get me about 60% of what they say they're going to get me, right? And that's okay. I'm okay with that because I know
I
what my business model is. You know what I mean, right? And I'm good with that because that's really
here's what I'm here's why I've been the most successful in this space. I have 1,400 clients to show you straight gauge. Okay, like I said, I have some of the biggest clients. Like I'll send you a video right now. You can watch on one of my clients. They're called Lewis Pest Control. Okay, and I've taken I've taken that client from one van to 13 vans. Okay, and literally in a year. In 1 year, I've taken that guy from one van. He started with one van, right? And now he has 13 vans on the street because of my marketing. Okay? Now, obviously, he's spending way more than $299 a month.
Of course.
Okay? Right?
Of course.
But he started exactly with the same package I'm telling you right now about. Okay?
Now, I like that.
And you can watch that video. He's definitely on the first page of Google. He's crushing it. He's, like I said, you can look him up. Lewis Pest Control, Anderson, South Carolina.
Well,
right? So, all right. My point is why this package, this $299, is a good start. It's going to get you a good ROI, Dage. But then over time, yes, you're a smart guy. I like that about you. You understand that you get what you pay for. Do you want to get this thing to increase? We got to spend more money over time. The more you spend, the more you make. That's how marketing always has been. Back to business 101 class.
And I don't have a problem with that. That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that.
I remember when I was in business school, because I went to a really good business school, right? I went to a private university, right? And, you know, they talked about, I remember it clear as this day, that you got to spend 5% of your gross just to survive on marketing. Or 10% to actually increase your business.
Right.
But you'd be surprised how many guys don't do that, especially in the service-based industries, right? They don't.
And
they
that's all it is. It's service. It's stupid because check this out. If I get a driveway, and I wish you knew more specifically what I did because there's nobody doing this in Denver, in Colorado. There's not a lot of people doing it. What I'm doing is taking a commercial product, and I'm using it in a residential application. I do oversize on driveways, everything. But it's not like a repair, like your typical repair back in the old days. It looks like a repair. I have the garage all set up because I'm restoring something. So if you go in there, you'll see. It's still usable.
Like
I'm going to go in there.
The color of the existing driveway.
Oh, everything.
They got a big crack or a big gouge.
Yeah, I do that. But, man, if I could send you two pictures that explained everything in a second. So when you sent me something, did you email me something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Not yet. I haven't emailed you, but what's your email?
DAGE044. And here's why. Gmail. And here's why, dude. Because I think when you see this, you're the guy that I need
Because I want to build this
Let me ask you this, Dave, because I really want to be transparent with you, okay? Most people, yes, they're looking for concrete repair keywords on Google, but they're also looking for, like, a concrete company. Like, are you able to take those calls? And then even if you don't do the work, like, sub that out? Because here's the deal, because you're going to get those calls no matter what, just because of how Google, like even if you don't choose the keywords, that word concrete, you're just going to show up, right? And so we need to make sure that when you do get those calls, you don't, like just turn down that job. You really, you know, get it to where
and I sub it out or something. But here's the thing, dude. I'm going to put the correct keywords because if I told you right now, look up concrete repair or driveway overlay, you're going to get three companies that do foundation lifting and they want you to second mortgage your home and all this stuff. And you might get a few flower companies, but there's nobody really doing specifically just repair. And if they are, they're commercial and they're not going to come to your house. I want to focus on this residential because, dude, what I do transforms their house in one day. When I show you this job, you're going to go, you're going to trip out. Dude, and it's not invasive.
The concrete thing is a big thing. You know, I was listening to a podcast one time on YouTube where they were talking about how there's businesses that go in and resurface, like, the concrete driveways, like, at churches and stuff. So, like, the commercial side of that, what you kind of do.
That's what I did.
Do you do commercial as well, or are you just strictly residential?
Yes. Check this out. I got $1 million liability policy. I have all my comp in place. I just haven't paid for it because I'm waiting to start doing commercial work. I have a couple HOAs I'm talking to. I have a couple of 1,500 unit apartments to do that are going to hire me or will hire me. But my start date is going to be around April
15th. Do you do the line striping too? Because that's also like huge too right now too. The line striping.
It is, but I don't.
And
I don't do anything with that.
The equipment's like really cheap. I was, like I said, I really researched it one day. I was watching a lot of YouTubes because it's so fascinating, Dave. To get these type of businesses up, it's not a lot of upfront cost. You know, you can have both of this stuff up, like, with, like, 15 grand, you know, like, nothing.
Oh, dude, let me say something. No. Listen.
Company these days, you know?
Listen, I want to...
Crazy.
No. Yeah, I want to franchise my business. Let me tell you why. Because I can put a truck out. If I went out and bought a $2,000 truck, $2,500 truck, if I had that. But I won't do that. I'm going to hire a guy with a truck, and I'm going to tell him, look, I'm going to give you blah, blah, blah. And I can go out and say, okay, I'm going to give you $300 for this driveway, and I'll give you $200 for this patio, and I don't care how long it takes you because it's a day job. So when he finishes... Right. All he needs is a grinder, a $100 grinder, and a cord, and then a broom and a couple trowels. Well, I can outfit a truck for $500, right? And I can go to Harbor Freight and buy everything that they'll replace for me. Now, dude, I'm not lying. I do a driveway for $2,200, and my material is about $400, and that is the only cost
I
have.
Crazy. I know it's really. It's really, really insane, you know, what you guys are able to do, like, in that space. The margins are insane. I know.
That's right. And nobody knows this. And that's why, so you're telling me, oh, yeah, this paint striping. Yeah, well, I just left a company, the second largest concrete company in the nation I worked for. I ran their restoration division, and I was making six figures over there. And we have 1 million stripers on our list, but we don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Who does what I do. In fact, when I left, they told me, Dave, if you start a business, we'll give you work. So, I'm telling you, this is something that nobody's doing, and the model
I watched there's a guy I watch that always talks about, like, businesses, right? Starting up your own business, like, you know, and I'm always talking to business owners, right? So I pay attention to this stuff. And, cause I have like the, you name it, I got like the largest, power washing company. I got the largest, electrical company, right? I have some of like the biggest of every category, right? And it's because, you know, well, just like you got a call today, my guys just serve me up guys like you, right?
Right.
But I pay attention to what's like, you know, because AI is coming. And, you know, if you're not staying ahead of the curve, Dave, you know, it's like, because there's going to be a day where AI is going to replace my job, right? So, but you're absolutely right. What you're doing, especially the concrete resurfacing, that's a very, very much needed business and very little competition anywhere. Because I don't get this type of calls. Like, this is not something that, you know, a lot of guys, like, I get concrete guys, but they pour driveways and they, and, you know, they do concrete, like, pouring and, you know, they'll do some resurfacing kind of stuff, right?
They'll
come out and do a patio, like, or back porch concrete pour, right? Like, those are the keywords that are typically coming up for those guys. But you're strictly, like, focusing more
overlay,
on concrete,
restoration, repair. Yeah. I've got a beautiful list. So coatings, repair, vertical, horizontal. You know, anything, retaining walls, structural, structural, architectural. But I want to have in there concrete repair, overlays, driveway overlays specifically, because if I told you to look up driveway overlays, you'd put it in there and you wouldn't find, you might find a guy close,
but
you're not going to find
like
it.
Somebody's really typing in all the time, right? That specific, they would type in more like driveway repair or something like that.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And we would have
they wouldn't use the word overlay because the common man doesn't use that, but I
doesn't
hear you.
That.
Like,
okay.
if I can tell you how many times that actual keyword driveway overlay was typed into Google in your area, I mean, I could definitely do the research, but that doesn't but if you're going to type in driveway repair, though, they'll definitely type that in, right? So that's the good news, right? Let me ask you, Dej, do you have the liability insurance? Did you set up like an LLC or a DBA for the business yet?
Yeah, I have an LLC.
Okay. And what are you going under by?
Majestic Concrete Solutions, or Majestic Concrete Repair Solutions, LLC. And I just did I have the domain of Majestic Concrete Repair Solutions.
Cool.
So,
So what we'll
do. But nothing else. I don't have .org.
Majestic Concrete Repair Solutions is what the domain name is?
Yeah.
Okay.
.com.
Okay. So we can actually help you create a nice website. Right. What I mean by that is, like, here, I'm going to text you, kind of give you an example of what we would do for, like, making you a nice, like, website. So when people see it, right, they want to call you and they want to, you know, do business with you. Okay. Another thing. As I always talk about, and why Lewis, that I was talking to you about earlier, Lewis Pest Control, why they've been so successful is, Dej, they have a photo of themselves standing right in front of their van, and we really push that photo, put it on the website, we put it on their Google Business profile, on their Facebook ads that we run, we push that photo of them. So it gives them that personalized touch rather than just the business name and logo. Okay?
Right.
See the difference of why standing out and why having, you know, like a logo like that would really help you in that sense?
And I have a beautiful logo.
Like a picture. You get what I'm saying?
Oh. Right. And love a picture
of yourself. So like what we would say, hey, where you would dress up. Here, let me kind of give you an example.
I got an AI commercial of me, of talking about Majestic Concrete Repair that I could send you that you could use. But yeah, I did a couple of those. And it
yeah,
came
like
out really nice.
Like, that's all you really need is like a good
photo. My buddy did.
You know, with just a good backdrop or something like that. But here's a good example, right, of us, like being able to create you a decent website. Okay. Obviously we would choose different photos if we needed to. We would put your name on it, your logo at the top. You know, we can customize it, but here's kind of like an example of kind of like what we could do for your business type.
Okay.
You kind of get the gist. Okay.
Right.
I don't have like kind of give you a gist.
Oh, okay. Precision paving. Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's you, huh?
Yeah.
Precision paving. Built that.
Yeah, so like I said, like that's kind of like giving you an idea, right? And we'll take care of the website.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean. A before
and
an after, like that. Like that guy's doing. But because, dude, I've got pictures that I've done jobs in one day that you've done away. I mean, I just can't wait to see it. They sell everything. When I get a customer that calls me up next door, I post two pictures on the top of the ad, and that's I had 2,600 people look at my Nextdoor ad and just one just around my house. Yeah, for free. Like now I could probably only get like 20 calls out of that, but I got like 18 of those jobs, you know? So if I get the lead, I can get the job. I read the customer because I have so much room for margin that I can tell somebody, you know, and listen, here's the bottom line. Dude, I love what I do. So I told a lady, I love that. Oh my God, dude. And I told her, I said, look, man, if you can't pay me right now, you can pay me 38. I don't care. I said, I don't want any money, so I'm done anyway. She goes, you don't want any money. I said, no, I don't take any money, so I'm done. So that's a beautiful, that helps. But she was, I ended up going down
a lot of trust in them, right?
Yeah.
And so they, have you had issues with them paying you, or do they always take care of you?
Never, not one. Not one. That's the thing. Commercial,
yes.
Residential, never. And most of the time, people pay me right on the spot cash. I tell them, look, I'll drop a 50 off of this if you go down to the bank and pull cash out. But that was good when I was working for a company. Now, because I need to build revenue for my company, I need to run everything through it. So, I don't know, I'm kind of in a quandary because when I'm not doing commercial, residential is just cash, right? I know. There's electronic things now, Zelle and all that. You don't want to be, you know, lying about that shit, but if somebody's paying you cash, I mean, there's certain times I could probably, anyway, that's for another day. But here's the thing, I got enough margin that, like, I'll go in and tell somebody, ma'am, I don't want to lose this job. Where are you? And where can I meet you at? And then, hey, look, I was thinking it was going to be 300. And I've done that. I've cut a job price in half because it kept me busy for 3 or 4 hours and I still made $300, you know? So, like, I don't mind doing that. That's why I get a lot of jobs. And I also did a job, 4 weeks ago. Yeah, it took me 8.5 hours and I made $3,400 net. And that was after I paid for material. So, and that took me 8 hours. So, and one guy, I paid him, you know, $300. So,
that's really cool. Like, you actually are in a really great business. I mean, it's like something days that, you know, I'm kind of glad that not everybody knows, like, this type of business, like, idea and concept because, you know, like, for the last few years now, I've been watching power washing, right, blow up all over the country.
I do.
Like, that industry, like, it used to be kind of tight niche, and now everybody's starting that business, right?
Yep.
It's like everybody and their grandmother have power washing business now. Now,
dude,
it's great.
I use them.
You know, they do great on Google. Like, I have all the biggest power washing guys out there. But it's like, but everybody's doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I like unique niche businesses like yours. Like, you know what's another great niche business that not everybody's in is septic pumping.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
That's a huge industry. But the expense.
Wow.
To get into that is so massive. Like those septic pump trucks are super expensive, but those septic pump guys make bank. They make fortunes, you know, because one of those trucks can bring $500,000 to $600,000 a year, just
right.
one truck, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
there's great businesses ideas out there, but it's like, you know, what I like about your concepts, right, is it's definitely a better tank, because I watched the guy on one of the YouTube videos who started doing this on the commercial side, and
right.
he was doing the paint, the line striping first, right? But he morphed into doing the concrete restoration for, like, churches, right? Because they allocate so much money, Dej, you know, every few
yep.
years to get their
every,
parking lots
yes.
redone.
Yep. All these companies do.
Yeah.
There's a whole industry
yeah. so
that
huge,
I work
huge
for a
industry,
company.
Right, in terms of what
yes,
you do. So
for commercial
I love it.
Buildings,
yeah.
too.
Obviously, Google's going to be more focused on consumer.
To
so it's great that you're wanting to go that
want.
Direction because Google is
yeah.
not necessarily the best for business to business. It
yeah.
will bring business
no, commercial,
business, but
yeah.
Google's meant for consumers, you know?
Right, and I like
right.
it. I like
and,
it like
and
that.
Getting,
because, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and getting your like your the calls on the consumer side, because that's what who searches on Google is people that are business to
that's
consumer.
It.
You know?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I just sent you an email too. Why don't you go ahead and pull
okay.
this up? Let's make sure you got it.
Yep.
You'll see this coming from Matt Evans. But yeah, I would get all over that company you signed up.
Oh,
with.
Are you Smash? Are you Smash Trades Media? Is that you?
No, I'm Local Splash.
No. Okay,
so that's
I don't,
signed
I,
up.
That. No, I just maybe I just pushed it into my archive, but I'll check it.
Mm.
Let's see here. See if it's getting one. Oh, Cat, it's not been time yet. We just gotta hold off.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it takes.
I never
second,
use it.
You know,
I don't even
work.
I use a quarter. Let me see here. Local Splash, my site, .com preview, templated. That one was Smashbase Media. I think, I don't even know who they are, but I don't know if I talked to them or not. I didn't give them the money. I know that.
Wait, who did you give the money to?
And let's go see. I'll go into my email and find out right now for you.
Yeah. But I did send you an email to the
Dej044. Yeah, yeah, I see the Matt. That's, yeah, Matt. Here,
yeah,
dude,
that's
I'm going to just, reply, and I'm just going to send you two pictures.
Okay, cool.
Because I've got them on deck, and then I'm going to go and I'll search that name up. Actually, I'll send you them then. And
but, yeah. In my email, I break down that package, the $299. So you'll see exactly
okay.
what you're getting for. I'll go ahead and take care of the website, no additional cost, like the one I just set you there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, there's no activation fee, so we're not. I'm basically waiving that for you. Normally, it's usually $100 more with us to get going, but I'm waiving that because obviously I want to compete for your business, give you the best deal I can. $199 a month goes toward keeping you on the first page of Google. And then out of that package, we spend an additional $100 a month, thus totaling $299 a month. Everything is
okay.
tracked. You see that call tracking right there? We're going to be able to track all your leads. So every single lead you get from Google, every single lead that you get from Facebook as well, we're going to track all that. So we're going to have a call with you every month, say, hey, Dej, you got 22 leads. You know, 16 came from Google. You know, 6 came from Facebook. How did everything go? Right? And we're going to have
right,
a monthly
right.
call with you on that. Okay?
Pay job.
In addition,
pay job.
We know exactly information on every one of these people, right? So when they call you, that call tracking
yeah.
number lets us know where they live, all this information. It's like calling
911.
Okay? So we purchase
wow.
a special phone number for your business. It's going to be the same area code and everything, right? But they're going to first call that number, and then Dej will route to your cell phone or whatever number you want, okay? And the purpose of that, again, is to track all the leads and where these people live so that we can have full transparency, you can have full transparency Also, it records every single phone call for you too. So let's say like you're on a job and you forget, right? Like what they said, you can go back and listen to the call.
Oh wow, that's good for sure.
Yeah. There's a reason why our owner owns our commercial building. There's a reason why we're almost a $3 billion company a year, right? Over 13,000 businesses built with us on a month-to-month basis, okay? And it's all because we lead the space and we get people results, okay? Now, again, you're only spending $299. Is this going to be able to bring you, you know, like $10,000, $20,000 worth of business? No, you're spending $300, but is it going to get you a good ROI every month? Absolutely. Because again, we're focusing on two different fishing ponds for your money rather than one. Yes, the emphasis is on being on Google. Yes, it's getting this, you know, page fulfilled, right? But if they don't call you, that's where those retargeting Facebook ads are really going to come in play, right, to help bring in extra calls for you.
Okay. All right. Well, so here's the thing. It's PageHub, right? That's who I did that with. Do you know who it is then?
Okay.
PageHub?
I know who they are.
I don't know. Okay. So what do you think about them, honestly?
I mean, they're not as good as us.
Right. Yeah. Well, I believe that. I do. I really do. And I like the fact that you're a sharp guy. You're not no dumb.
Yeah. I don't even think PageHub is a Google partner, right?
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Is PageHub a Google partner?
Yeah, I wish I would have knew.
Right? I'm just going to Google
and
it.
And
right
I didn't
now.
Even think
That's
about
how easy it is. They identify as a PageHub Google partner, but does Google say they're a Google partner? Because there's a lot of companies out there that aren't, it's like being unlicensed. There's so many guys out in my space that, like, I'll tell you this, PageHub is not even close to the size of us, though, you know. And so with us, we bring in more expertise, and we're going to give you two fishing ponds rather than one, right? I'm going to make you that nice website. I'm not going to charge you for that. I'm going to track all your leads. My app is incredible. Wait till you see how my app works, right? We've invested millions of dollars just in our app. Right. And I'll even do you one better, Dej. If you decide to cancel with them and come with me, I'll throw in something that nobody else can throw in. Okay. And that is this, because I only have three of my clients I've given this to. So I like you. So here's the deal.
Yes.
My company for the last 10 months now has dumped a ton of money into this AI technology where if you don't pick up the phone, an AI robot will talk to your client. Okay.
Oh shit.
And it's
that's
that
awesome.
Good. It's that good.
Right. Yeah,
okay?
I believe it.
I mean,
it's so
incredible, like you won't even be able to tell like it's an AI robot. We make it sound natural, real. There's like hardly any delay, right? It's like it's the technology that we've developed on this after spending a ton of money in 10 months of beta testing it. I just literally rolled this out to a few of my clients and just gave it to them. Said, here, try it out. Use it for your business. Everybody's giving me like crazy feedback. So what my team will do is we'll sit down with you, Dej, and we'll incorporate this, right? So when like somebody calls you at 10 o'clock at night, your little robot can talk with them, answer questions, and schedule appointments for you while you're sleeping.
That's awesome.
And it doesn't take a break. It doesn't call out sick. So it's super cool. Right. And like I said, that's something we're going to eventually be charging our businesses. That's why we invested like $1.5 million into it. But I'm willing to give it to you. Absolutely no cost. Because I have a power, you know, I have power here.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Let me call me in the morning. Let me call these people. I want to see. Because I know they're not going to give me my money. They're going to fight.
So what you first need to do is you first need to find out PageHub's email address. Or did they send you any emails?
Yeah.
What is
I got tons of them. I have the template.
Okay, so all you got to do is write back to one of them, right? and just say, notice of cancellation. To whom it may concern, this is a notice of cancellation. I'm exercising my 3-day right of rescission, right? Effective immediately, I would like to cancel the services. Please refund my card that's on file for the XYZ amount. I appreciate your time. Please do not contact me. I just want to go ahead and go in a different direction. Simple as that.
Okay. The difference
now,
is
if they don't refund your card, if they don't refund your card, you have proof that you canceled it within the 3 days. So you just call your card company and say, look, they won't give you my money back. And your card company, you just show them the email and the card company will get your money
back.
Well,
I paid it out of my checking account. I paid it. I paid cash for it.
Okay. Yeah, so they'll have to just refund it out of your checking then, back to your checking. That's a law, by the way. That's a law.
Yes,
they have to give you
that
money back. They can't hold it hostage.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I believe that, and I just gotta. All right, so let me do that. And I can't do anything right now. I am gonna use you guys. I just don't want to. I want that done before I spend more money, because like I said, it's at $750.
No, I agree. I'm not asking you to just ding a card right now and get moving on it. But at the same time, we definitely want to get this placement position, because once all the Google partners, like once it gets filled, right, technically speaking, then all the Google partners are going to stop calling. So the last thing that we want, Dej, though, to happen is another Google partner putting somebody else in there.
Okay. I like that.
So definitely work on getting done between now and like sometime tomorrow, so
tomorrow.
That we can wrap this up tomorrow, so that you can be the
guy in the area.
You know?
My problem is that your month. Oh, here's a couple questions. What happens if I decide, hey, you know what? My season's ending and I'm going to shut it down for 3 months.
Great question. You can pause at any time with me. We do ask a 3-month commitment, though, the first 3 months, right? Give us 3 months, because technically speaking, we lose money the first 3 months, to be honest with you. And we have seen our clients that stick out with us for 3 months, right? We have a 96% retention rate because of that.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Yeah.
Gives plenty of time for everybody to see the value here. That's why we invest in that call tracking phone number. Again, we're doing things a lot differently than everybody else, okay? Because we want to partner ourselves with long-term growth, and we want to partner with businesses that are serious about growing their business, right? And so, yes, your question is, you know, how do we add more fuel to the fire? Well, I talk about that in my email. So if you pull up the email real quick,
yep.
Dej. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see the how you do the concrete. Yeah, it looks really nice.
Dude, I did that by myself in one day. Look at the difference. It's insane.
Yeah.
That's one day.
Well, did you send me a before and after? Because I only see one photo on it.
Yeah.
Like, I see your truck. I see a photo of it. Okay. Of the concrete, looks like their backyard. It looks like a,
Then
I see your logo, Majestic. And then you did there's a
video.
Oh,
but you didn't.
Too.
Oh, no, you got a pick on it. Video. No, I don't want you. Here, let me send you a picture. I'm going to send it to the same forward. I accidentally hit the video one on there, but hold on, I got it right here.
Yeah,
I have it in a sample file.
Yeah,
you see your
majestic green truck. Is this green truck that is this like I obviously it's AI generated, like I can tell, but do you actually have your truck with your name on it?
Yeah. No, I want to do some sort of wrap, but that was just an idea.
What you can do, right? So here, let me give you an example. What you can do is you can get magnetic signs. You can get magnetic signs, right, where you put like one magnetic sign on one door and another magnetic sign on another door. And here's what I'm going to text it to you real quick because I want you to see this. You can mimic, right, having a wrap, which is two magnetic signs. And the magnetic signs are so inexpensive these days, right? It'll be like maybe $200 total for two magnetic saws.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
Yes, that's
right.
Yeah, yeah. And then I want those ones that step.
Wrapping your car is way too expensive these days. I mean, that's thousands of dollars.
So I heard 3 to 6,000. I don't want to do all that.
Yeah. So here's a better approach, Dej, that you can do. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send you this real quick. I'm going to text it to you. Yeah. Go ahead and click on this real quick when you get it. I want you to see something real quick.
Oh, I didn't go to it. I thought I was talking to you. Okay, what was the first thing of your emails? Why am I forwarding a conversation?
Matt.
I just want to still
Matt.
Yeah, okay. I got it now. I just said.
Okay.
Yep, I'm on a draft. I just don't want to add too much because then it'll...
Gotcha.
And that's what I did. Okay. So I'm just going to... Let's see if I can start it. Evan, there you are. Welcome to the range. Okay. That pissed me off. All right, there, samples. Yeah, I don't think the truck wrap's worth it. It's like $3,000 to $6,000.
No.
No,
that's why I want you to see this, what I just texted you. When you get a moment after you send me this email, I want you to click on this text I just sent you because I can show you something.
Okay.
And here's a concept that you can do. Right, to make it more affordable for you.
Okay. Yeah, because see, that's the other thing I'm worried about, the $300 a month. Okay, it's sending. There, should have sent. Okay. Good. All right, now what did you send me, an email?
Okay. All right, let's take it one step at a time, yeah. So I texted you a link real quick. Go ahead and click on that real quick.
All right.
And I want you to go where it says Lewis Pest. You'll see they're like, they have 102 five-star reviews, and then I want you to see their photo of them.
Okay. You see Splash, right? Local Splash? Okay.
Yeah, I just texted it to you.
Yep. Yeah. No, I want to make sure that I not, because that somebody else is texting me. Lewis Pest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can totally see the difference. Wow.
Dude, that was in one day.
Yeah.
And if people see it, when they see it, they just go,
like, I love
that
before
that?
And after. Like, yeah, I wish you would have taken a before and after, like that first photo. That patio?
Uh-huh. I have it.
Was it like,
I have that. I have it. Yo, I didn't send that one to you.
Okay, so like
we
did a before and after on that one.
Oh, I have that.
That would look really, really cool because, yeah, that looks really, really good.
Dude, yeah, I'm telling you, I have that octagon one, and it was just covered with weeds, and it was insane. Let's see. Oh, no, I need to put it that way. There we go. Nah. You come right up now.
So do you apply like a thin layer of concrete on top, or is that like a painted?
So yes. No, that's cementitious. That is concrete. So that's $100 a bag. Now that's so on that job I used like I think I had 400 maybe in materials. About 400 because that was only about 4 bags. Now first I go in and I fix all that center joint. That center joint was all full of weeds, and that's what I'm sending you right this second. Oh,
cool.
So pissed. That's why I send them together.
Yeah,
because that octagon.
Nice, wait
till you
see
this. Yeah, oh yeah, that's my rabbi's, that's our, my rabbi's building, one of his buildings.
Okay.
And so I did that for him in one day. I mean, that's a one day deal for me, and I charge like $1,500 for that, $2,000, and it's just
like
profit.
What, $500 worth of stuff?
Sometimes less. Depending, so the square footage, I get about a dollar a square foot for material, just a ballpark. So if you're doing like a driveway, it's 400 square feet. That's what it is. Okay, that's the before picture. You're going to shit. I people, when they see this, they go, what? You did that in one day? I wanted this job so bad, I told the guy to do it for free. And he was like, no, no. He said, you can have it, Dage. And he paid me what I asked for. And I made $1,800 that day.
Nice.
17 or 18. I charged him 22. Did you see the before yet?
Hold on. I just pulled up.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all those weeds. And, yeah.
Dude, wow. I did that in one day. And I put a wet sealer on it the next day. It looks just fucking amazing with the wet sealer.
Like, oh, it looks like even better than the first picture you said?
Yeah. Because it kind of cured out, and then I put the wet sealer on it.
Yeah,
because
the first one kind of looks like there's like the color's not uniform, like on certain spots of it, right? On the first one?
Right, because it's still
so
wet.
It probably was too wet. So we need to get some really good before and after photos that like show like it like super pristine right after and then like the before, but the picture is taken exactly in the same spot. So, because like if you look at the before and after, you took the before at a different like spot than you did the after.
Well, I did actually take them all because I get up close. I have pictures where I'm down on the ground and the camera's on the ground with the tread so you could see the pattern. But I just couldn't
like,
send them
all.
Well,
like you see like that chair, you took the picture on the chair, like from the chair angle. Mm-hmm. And then on the after, like you don't see that chair. Like the after, like the angle and the picture look, came out really, really better than the before, you know? So I wish we kind
of
took the picture exactly in the same almost spot, same zoom, same everything. That's like how you need to start doing your before and afters, right?
Okay.
Because
well, I have
really
them exactly like that.
Okay.
I have
okay,
that
cool.
one like that. Oh, yeah. I was just in a hurry. And so I'm going to send
you like, you're just showing me like example. And that's cool. Like that would be something that my team is really going to want, Dage, because we can really put that on your Google Business profile. On your website, like kind of like what I sent you, to really blow this out great, right, on that.
Dude,
so real quick, though, let's go to my email. I want you to take a look at something real quick. So go to my original email.
Is this number 3? Well, original, I'm in the original.
Yeah. Okay, where I have – okay, so at the top, there's a bunch of stuff. Like we were on TV at one point, Extra Space Storage, the largest storage unit company. Their director of marketing did a video for us. My electrician video, I love that video. It's a company called Stingray Electric. He spends $40,000 a month with me. So you can watch that video.
Wow.
Lewis Pest Control, okay, we were just talking about him. He doesn't spend that kind of money, but he spends probably $3,000 to $5,000 a month. It varies depending on how many stuff he does. But again, he's a much larger company. So, and then here's what Google says about us. You can click that. We would be focusing like on keywords, concrete repair, driveway repair, concrete company, concrete restoration, concrete coating, and concrete.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Okay. So those would be like the concrete keywords we would be focusing on. So how the basic costs will break down. Again, waiving your setup fees, right? If you go to that little box chart thing, you'll see what I'm talking about. $199 keeps you on the first page of Google in the map section, right? $100 a month towards those Facebook retargeting ads that I was telling you about. Okay. We would do the call tracking. Okay, that's that special phone number I was telling you about. That website I was telling you about, we call it our My Site website. And basically, we won't charge you anything for the website. Okay? And we'll make any changes you ever want to the website. So the website will come out killer, like the example I said. Yeah. Okay? We'll put you on all the directories, Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, Apple Maps, all that stuff as well. Okay?
And what kind of radius?
Obviously, if you have, 25 to 30 miles.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that's all I want.
Yep. Anybody saying they can get you a larger radius, getting you on that first page would be...
Yeah, start saying 45.
Because it's going to go based on your address anyways. Whatever address you put
that's
on your LLC, that's how it's going to categorize from Google. So nobody can get you a larger radius on, like, the map section that we're talking about, okay? But the good news is, like I said, with your ad spin, we're getting back in front of people with that $299 package. So we're spending that extra $100 in Facebook ads. And those Facebook ads, let me tell you, will get you calls. No doubt.
Dude, I've seen
that
them.
Extra $100 that you're
They're
spending
great.
With me is actually going to help bring more fruit to the table, right? And have it so where you're not overspending either. Okay? So this makes
like
it priced right, affordable, it's flat rate, right? And then over time, if you want to increase your budget, we can always do like pay-per-click ads, right? And you can choose other areas and other cities. Like I can run PPC ads anywhere, right? But me, you know, PPC ads, though, it's a cost per click, right? And so whether they click on it or call you or not, obviously that starts adding up costs. So that's why I like this flat rate package at $299. It's a great way to start with me. And then over time, if we ever want to add more fuel to the fire and more budgets, then we can definitely do so as time permits.
All right. I like that. I do. I think that I need to,
and then I'm
going to
give you that AI bot that I told you, Dej, right?
Yeah, for the phone.
Okay. So I'm going to give you that AI bot for no extra cost. Okay. I will even send you, when we hang up here, a phone number you can call and you can play around with it. Okay, because I just have my
nice.
Team set something up for people to like listen to and kind of talk to it, so you can kind of
talk
see
to it, yeah.
Like how we would do it for your business, right? So
right.
Really, really cool stuff. Now, lastly, I just texted you not too long ago a link. I want you to go ahead and click on that real quick, and we'll end with that.
Okay. Go back to my text. I was right in the middle of using my hand.
No worries.
Right.
Tell me what you got there.
Text? You sent me a text?
Yeah.
Maybe I've got, let's see, Google language special. Yeah, let me see it. Okay, there it goes. Lewis Pest. The one with the
yes.
Pest.
Okay. You see
yes.
Next to him, there's that photo of him
yes.
standing in front
the
of
truck.
The van. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You can mimic that look with two magnetic signs. You get a magnetic sign on your door that has your name
and, one on
and your phone
back.
Number, email. And then you get
yep.
a big magnetic sign on the door
the
that
side.
Kind of mimics
yep.
how Lewis did it. So there's how
dude,
you
that was
do
smart.
Kind of like that look. On a beer budget by getting, like, you know, two magnetic signs, basically.
That's badass. That was cool.
That photo's made those guys a lot of money, right? And
I believe it.
That's what I talk about by being personalized, Dej. A lot different with me. You get, like, so it's important to have those details. It's important to get those five-star reviews, too. Like I said, in my dashboard and in my app, there's a way – where you're going to be able to put all your past clients into the system, it'll send them an automated text message. Thank you for using Majestic Concrete Repair Solutions. We appreciate your business. Please do us a favor and click on this link to leave us a five-star review. Our business is dependent on five-star reviews. Again, thank you for using our business, right? And that type
right.
of text will help you get to your five-star
review back.
Goal.
You're right.
Not to
right.
mention,
because
we have an AI. We have AI, too, that will respond to them when they give you a five-star review, where it'll take what they wrote in the five-star review and use that towards responding back to the review. So let's say somebody gave you a five-star review. Dej was really prompt. He does great service. Highly recommend. The AI bot will say, thank you for leaving us a five-star review. We appreciate you saying that, you know, we're very prompt. We try, you know, like, it'll use, like, their words.
Yeah, personalize
it, respond
it, right?
back to the review for you, right? And it just makes it so easy to have that response, and it does it for you as if you did it, which is great.
Wow.
Helps make your life easy, okay? Again, we're no joke here, right? So, and play. Okay, so I just sent you the text of the phone number too. You can play around with the AI bot. Okay, please do not share this phone number with anybody. Okay, you cannot.
Okay, I won't. No, I won't.
And the reasoning why is because only selected people that I give out this number to are only allowed to call it, right? Like, I have carte blanche on this, and, like, it's very proprietary technology right now. Again, because my owner invested over $1 million into it. That's why, right? And so we're not wanting, you know, anybody just to play around with it, okay?
That being said,
Dej, let's do this, okay? Let's schedule an appointment tomorrow because I need to give you time to sort that cancellation out. But let me ask you this.
I have a one.
Are we
going
to be able to move forward together tomorrow on all this?
Yeah, I'm 90% sure we are.
Okay. So how do I get you to 100% sure?
help me get my money back from you guys.
Okay. Well, I gave you what to say in the email. Mm-hmm. Send them out an email.
Yeah.
And I'll follow up with a phone call and be like, hey, I need you guys to process this refund, you know?
Right.
And believe me, they're going to do it because they have to, right?
Right.
And if they give you a hard time, just say, look, I have a 3-day right of rescission. Now, you sure Page Hub is in California? Let's take a look.
I'm almost positive. He said that.
In California. Because I've heard of these guys, but I don't know. They're in Orange County. Interesting. Let's see where they are. Because I'm in Orange County, too. Yeah, they're in Stanton. They're right down the street from me. Okay.
No,
gotcha. I didn't even know.
We'll drive by
them. But, you know.
Go look at them.
But like I said, I know I've heard of these guys, but they're not, like, honestly even competition, so.
Well, if you don't know where they are.
So.
Yeah. That makes sense.
All
right.
Yeah, because I don't hear their name that often. So, but yeah, there's a bunch of companies that try to do this too, you know? But they don't even have this Page Hub in Stanton. I want to see if they even have a what they call a Google Business Profile. No, they don't even have a Google Business Profile. That's crazy.
Really?
So there's like no Google reviews on PageHub.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I'm going to definitely cancel. You just helped me.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm giving you more value here.
Yes. And what was here's the problem is you're $100 more a month.
Yeah, but that $100 is going towards those Facebook ads.
So
it's not like the money's going down the drain. It's going towards another platform to get more calls for you. You know,
and I don't mind spending
$2.99 a month.
I just wasn't ready to spend it right now. I wasn't ready to spend. So what I was going to do was start my advertising. I already spent $1,100 today. That was it. I wasn't going to spend that much overall. I was going to try to do that. But I like the Angie thing because it was a one-time $750.
But you're going to start realizing Angie's is really hard to close business off of. Right, because they give that same lead to like 4 or 5 other guys, you know?
Figured that out.
And the nice thing about Google is that's where 93% of people go to find a business, right? People Google it. Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident. Mm-hmm. They got there because they have that platform everybody uses, right? So let's do this.
And the Illuminati.
Again, you're not throwing your money down the drain, okay? I want you to
Test.
I want you to watch that Lewis Pest video my team did, okay, with him, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be best utilized. And he talks about those leads that come off of Facebook as well. So pay attention to that because that's where that extra $100, like I said, a month is going towards is getting those people to call you from Facebook in addition to Google.
Right. I hear you. All right, I've got to go now.
For that price.
Yeah, no, and I hear you. But now I've got to go. I've got too much stuff going now. I've missed too much stuff.
I know.
Tomorrow, call me at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
What time?
2:15? 2:15. 2:15. If that's okay with you. I know it's probably later for you. out there. I don't know.
Let me see.
Which, what time is it there now? It's 4:40. It's 3, what time is it here? 4:39 right
now. 3:40 here, and you're 5:40,
okay.
Right? You're 5:40 right
I'm
now, right?
I'm 4:40. No, it's 4:40 here.
4:40. Oh, it's 4:40. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Mountain Standard Time.
Yes, Colorado, right?
Okay.
I'm right. Yeah,
you're
I'm
not,
in the mountains.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So let me see here. And you want, you said 12:15.
Let's see. So if I've got a 1:45 or one, I've got a 1 to 2 o'clock here. So that would make it, what, 4:40 now? What time is
How
it?
About,
3:40?
You
want to
do like
so,
a, like 11 a.m. your time?
Yeah, which would make it what?
Let's do that. Let's do 11 a.m. because I think that will work based on what you're saying a little bit better. And that's like the time
I think it'll be better later.
Because I got a lot of appointments tomorrow too. Call with Matt.
All right. Well, yeah. Tomorrow, it won't take that long tomorrow though, right?
No, we just need like 10-15 minutes to kind
of
wrap some things up
right.
here. But that'll also give you time to deal with that other company and Dej. That'll give us time to like, and then what we'll do after we get everything solidified tomorrow, I'll schedule another call with you, me, and my team, and it'll be an hour call,
mm-hmm.
right? Where, we will, go over.
Yeah, dude, I'll go over the pages.
Yeah,
and how you're gonna build it.
We'll onboard you.
Right.
So your onboarding call, that's gonna take an hour. Technically speaking, but we can set that another day, maybe like Friday or even Monday next week. We can set that onboard call up.
Yeah, that's kind of really what I'd like to do. Yeah. It's too close to the end of the week right now.
So tomorrow, focus on getting your money back from that other company so you feel comfortable, right? And then I will call you at 11 a.m. your time, okay?
Oh.
Which will be 10 a.m.
Okay, now
my time.
What happens if I decide to stop everything? I have a heart attack.
Right.
I can't do it anymore. Whatever. Then I need to, something happens, or I go back to a company or something. What happens?
You
to
mean
this?
Like in
do
the
I have
future?
To, I have. Well, how many months do I got to commit to? That's what
three
I'm saying.
Months.
Over there, it was month to month.
3 months. It's 3 months commitment with me, and then it goes to a month-to-month relationship with me.
Okay, yeah. Because here's the thing. This is a test run for me with this. I've never done this. I've done it on the side for 6 years, and I stayed busy while I was working. And I knew that if I could get this going, and it's kind of going by itself. But it does need a boost right now. Because I like to keep that cash coming in every day.
Well,
so,
definitely.
All right,
if you want to win, I'm your guy. If you want to win, I'm your guy.
I know.
Like I said, I have 1,400 clients, not by accident, Dej. Okay, I'm probably the most successful that does this in the entire industry. And it's because I'm transparent with everybody and honest. There's some foundational stuff we got to get done, right? We got to get your website done. We got to get all the programming done. We got to get all the ads created, right? So the first couple weeks with us doing all that, it's foundational. I got to get your Google Business Profile set up. Like, we got to do that whole process, right? That takes several weeks just to get that done, right?
That's what I thought.
Once we get
all
the foundation stuff, that's when everything starts to happen. That's where you'll start seeing calls coming in. So the first month, yes, you'll get results with anybody. It doesn't matter who you hire, but it's really month two where all this stuff takes off. But the Facebook ads will help bring in calls while we're working on this other stuff. See, that other company can't rely on Facebook because they're only just focusing on Google. Yes, we're focusing on Google much more than they'll ever do. I'm going to tell you that right now, right? But in addition to that, we're also having those retargeting ads from Facebook helping you as well.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that. All right. Oh, shit. Okay, sir. Matt, it was a pleasure. Call me tomorrow.
Okay. I will. I got you set up in my calendar. for our appointment, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. 11 o'clock. Good
yeah, time. No worries. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Dej.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no problem. All right, bye-bye.